Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Have you been to the point where you're ready to give up? Where you're physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted? Where you feel as if you have nothing else to offer? I've had conversations with husbands and wives who are at the point of calling it quits. I've had fellow ministers confide that they're leaving the ministry because they've poured out all that they have in serving their church. They are drained. They have nothing more to give. I've listened through the tears to teenagers who do not feel that they are able to reach the high expectations set for them by their parents. I've been in the ministry for over 30 years, and I've seen people come into the church looking for salvation and purpose, only to leave discouraged and beaten down because they do not feel they measure up. Isaiah 40 is written to a group of people who have been beaten down. Even though the prophet has painted a bright future for them, they do not see it. They've attempted to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but they continuously fall flat on their face. Where will the strength come from to move toward a better future? What will keep them going when they're ready to give up? Hear the words of the prophet, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. The prophet understands that we do not have the strength within to stay in the race. We need power to come from another source. We need the one who spoke creation into being to speak life into us. Isaiah calls us to stop running frantically to keep up. He invites us to wait. We're invited to wait on the Lord to give us strength. But please do not interpret Isaiah's words as instructions to stay in the bed and sleep away the day. The Hebrew word he uses for wait does not mean to be passive. The word describes one who eagerly waits, waits with expectation. It is a word of hope. As we place our hope in God, we rise to walk with new purpose and intention. Our eyes are no longer locked in on the problems, but on the one who creates solutions. Our self-worth is no longer defined by our failures and mistakes. Our future is not limited by our poor vision. In prayer, I pour out all to God, knowing that He hears and gives new strength today. Dear Lord, I give you all my tireless efforts to keep up, to measure up. You know that I am exhausted. You know that I am at the point of giving up. I place my hope and trust in you. I eagerly wait on you. For you alone can raise me up to soar like an eagle, to run and not get tired, to walk and not become weary. Amen.